And once again, good morning here on the mighty 690 KGGF. Connor Harbutt here with you today. Joining me now, Mark Hall of the Coffeyville City Commission. Mr. Hall, good to see you once again.
Yes.
And of course, we've got a little bit to talk about here today. So let's just run down the agenda as we always do. Of course, there are some items on that consent agenda. And after comments, we move to new business. And we've got a few resolutions here. How about first, executing a contract here with NeoGov for some software?
For commission consideration, what this is a software that tracks our hiring process. It posts jobs across the state and the country. It is one of those that other cities in Kansas have went to this group, and it is to assist in the hiring process. Of course, we do have some vacant positions which are posted on our website. So this assists in the whole hiring process.
And so moving on here, a second resolution. This one, enter into an agreement with an engineering company for some electrical work.
And I'm going to try not to mess this up. The best way to say this is what it is the engineering firm would be hired, you know, if approved by the city commission, to do a feasibility study for electric. It is one of those. It's a possible project in the future, and we want to make sure that we're looking at everything, and this is a firm that specializes in that and can give us the answers for electric.
All righty, and so how about number three here? It looks like a little bit of remodeling of the ground floor at City Hall.
Yes. In fact, this is for a purchase of carpet coffee. I'm sorry about that. I was thinking something warm.
No worries.
But it is. The city is currently remodeling down on the first floor. It is one of those. This has been vacant. It's been storage. It is one of those. It wasn't in the original remodel. And due to the situation with COVID, of course, suppliers and that, the city took on this project ourselves. It is one of those. We use licensed tradesmen. It is one of those. The construction, the materials, and everything that is used is handled through us. And the goal is that we'll have offices which eventually will house our engineering and code enforcement, building inspection, and then we'll make room for our housing department on the second floor. So it's a big project, and I want to commend. We have different departments working on this, and like I said, it's internal, which saves taxpayers money. It is one of those. I wish all projects could be that way, but it is an ongoing, and it's really taking shape, and this is just another step that we are going before the commission on needed carpet tile.
Absolutely here. And so, of course, one more resolution looks like it involves the purchasing of some more trucks for utilities.
Yes. The city has been and going through is we want to be wise with taxpayers' money. These trucks for water and wastewater have been on the board for several years. It is one of those that as COVID has rolled through, we went out for bids, and it is one of those. We obtained good pricing. The trucks that these are replacing will be moved to another less critical area of the city, and that way we can still utilize those and get as much life as we can. But of course, there's always at some point that you do have to purchase, but we intend to always get the life out of the vehicles, and we've gone, and I commend departments for many years. I don't want to say we use duct tape and baling wire to keep them together, but it is one of those that we never jeopardize safety, but Should something happen, the good thing about the city is we're always in town, so we can go and pick those people up and get to work on the vehicle. But this is a needed purchase, and the vehicles will still be utilized in different areas.
Absolutely there. And so, of course, we see one more thing here on the agenda that involves a comparison report for some property tax distribution. What can you maybe kind of tell us about that?
Yes, this is just a report that gives a history to the commission of, you know, the effects of property taxes, a comparison year by year. It also reflects that it gives how the mill levy, and we study that, has changed. And, of course, you're aware, and I think the public is aware, the city has, and that is our responsibility, is held the mill levy for the past 3 years. We are holding it in 22, and we intend to hold that mill levy as long as we can. It is one of those that, you know, staff has done without things. We never sacrifice safety, but it is one of those we treat public funds or property taxes. We treat those the same as if it was our own. We are taxpayers also, and we have to be good stewards with taxpayers' money. And this is kind of just goes through year by year and kind of showing those collections, what has happened, how the effects on the mill levy, and that way the commission, of course, we have two new members, kind of give a history of where we've been and where we're at and where we plan to go in the future.
Absolutely there. And so, of course, that's pretty much it for the agenda here. Any final thoughts you've got for us here today?
I do, as far as I want to thank the public, the citizens of Coffeyville, sales tax collections, and have set another record this past year in 2021. It is one of those that the highest year was held in 20, and 2000 slightly, but 2021 beat that. So I want to thank the citizens for buying local. It is one of those that do remember that sales tax, a third comes from people that visit Coffeyville. So all the things that sales tax does, it is one of those. A third is being paid for people from out of town that don't live here. Mm-hmm. And so that's always a good thing for sales tax. So thank you, Coffeyville.
Absolutely. So once again, City Manager Mark Hall, of course, the Coffeyville City Commission meeting coming up a little bit later on tonight, 6:30 p.m. over at City Hall. So once again, Mark, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, and it's great. Stay warm, Coffeyville.
Absolutely.
It's going to be cold.
Like we said, that cold weather caught up to us a little bit quickly. But anyway, that was City Manager Mark Hall. We'll go ahead and move on to a break up to the top of the hour. We have got for you Fox News coming up at 8 a.m. We'll have more local news after that, and then we'll just kind of move throughout our day. So make sure you keep it locked in right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.